1 Corinthians 15:16 to 20. For if the dead are not raised, then Christ has not been raised either. And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile. You are still in your sins. Then those also who have fallen asleep in Christ are lost. If only for this life we have hope in Christ, we are to be pitied more than all men. But Christ has indeed been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep.
It was a short reading. I might do that again in a moment. Thank you, Sim. Some things may look like they're useful, but if they're missing something important, they are useless. I've got one here. It's a telephone, mobile phone. Does it look good? Well, it's a brick because it's my phone, but it says there something which, Toby, can you read it and say what it says? It says, insert SIM. It is useless because it has no SIM card. Can you think of other things that are useless if they don't have something key in it? If anybody would like to come up to the front and help me, that'd be really good. Come and sit down here on the front. Sit down there. Toby, you can hold this one. It says, insert SIM. Okay, here's a couple. A bicycle without handlebars. Not very useful. Or a clock without hands. Can you think of one, Stephen? Imagine going to Tesco's and there's nothing on the shelves. Useless. A shop with no food in it. Very good, Stephen. Shanti. Computer without a screen. Yep, very good. Ollie? Remote control car without a remote. I should have brought one of those. We've got several in our house. Any more? Anyone else who's got an idea? Have you got one? He's got two. Okay. A car? A diesel car without diesel. In fact, we came quite close to that last week, did we not? All right, no, that's enough now. Put your hands down. I bet you could come up with lots more. Well, it's Easter Day, the day when we remember something so important that without it, Christianity is useless. I want to show you one verse in the Bible where it says as much. It's in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 17. Grown-ups, have you got the Bibles? Can you find that on page 812? I am going to put it up on the screen as well. Oh, look, I wrote a few things down. A digital Camry without a memory card. A kite without wind. You can see my sermon preparation went on for a lot too long. Right, here's the verse. It says, if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile. You are still in your sins. Now, futile is a word we don't use very much. I bet you don't. But all it means is useless. If Christ has not been raised, your faith is useless, and you are still in your sins. So what he's saying is, if Jesus didn't rise from the dead, if the resurrection didn't actually happen, then everything we believe in about Jesus is useless. Now that is important, you see. We need to know how important it is for these two reasons. Your faith is useless and you're still in your sins. Let's look at the first one first. I'll put it up on the screen. Oops. Without Easter, your faith is useless. Well, what's faith for? That's a good question. Well, faith in Jesus is for... Well, he gives us the answer. Jesus says this. Toby... Thank you, darling. I should not have given that to you. Whoever has faith in me or who believes in me has eternal life. That's what Jesus says. If you have faith in Jesus, then you have what? Eternal life. Your life's going to go on forever if you have faith in Jesus. That means that when you die, your body will go to heaven and will have a new life perfectly with Jesus. But if Jesus didn't rise from the dead, you won't. Your faith is futile. No matter how hard you believe it or try to live well, your faith will not work if Jesus didn't rise from the dead. You won't go to be with him. See, Jesus was saying that Christianity without Easter is useless. Or he could have said, going to church and saying prayers and singing hymns is useless if Jesus didn't rise from the dead. If Easter didn't happen. If today's celebration isn't for real. Gets you nowhere. It would be like putting your trust in something that would only let you down. Now, who knows what this is? Can I have someone come and hold it up? Who wants to hold it up for me? Come on, Joshy. Hold it up. You can spread it out. That is a bicycle inner tube which has been on the receiving end of a knife from me. I had a bike which had a puncture, so I bought a new inner tube, and it was a cheap one. The next day it got a puncture, so I fixed it. 2 days later it got a puncture, so I fixed it. 2 days later it got another puncture, so I cut it in half. It let me down. It was a useless inner tube, and I should have spent a bit more money on buying a newer one. Well, faith in Christianity is faith in Jesus, who gives eternal life to people. But if Jesus hasn't been raised, faith is futile, is useless, about as useless as an inner tube that's been chopped in half. Like that. Okay, you can sit down. Can I have it back? It may look useful on the surface. It may look like a mobile phone when I hold it up to you, but it says no SIM card. So you can't make any phone calls and you can't send any texts. It's useless. It'll let you down when you want it to do what you want it to do. Christianity without the resurrection is no good either. So if you're someone who does churchy things, you like going to church on Sundays and you try to be nice to people, but you don't believe in the resurrection, well, you don't have the resurrection helping you either. And your faith is useless. It doesn't do the one thing that really matters. It means there's no eternal life for you, no hope beyond death, only the here and now. So what is there to live for? Is that all there is? When Jesus strode out of that tomb that first Easter morning, he said, no, the resurrection has happened, and I'm only the beginning. Whoever believes in me will have eternal life as well. What is at the heart of Christianity? If you try to take away everything else and just left what was at the heart of Christianity, what would you have? You'd have Jesus died, buried, and risen. That's the heart of Christianity. And a faith without Easter, Jesus' death and resurrection, is useless. All you'd have would be a nice guy who taught some nice messages a long time ago, but then never fulfilled them, never did anything big. Just like everyone else who was a big leader, they're all still dead. But as Anne was saying now, Jesus is alive. You can take away lots of things from a car. Let me show you a picture of a car. There's a car. What is at the heart of a car? Possibly the wheels. But I think it's more than that. You took away the side panels or the headlights or the windows or the bonnet, you'd still have a car. But if you took away the engine, what would you have? A go-kart. I think that's all you'd have. You wouldn't have a car. Let's show you a picture down here. If you took away the engine, all you'd have would be a go-kart or a trailer. That's all that one is. That's being towed by a horse. Can you see that car? It's not even got any wheels or an engine anymore. It's just a trailer. That's all it is. Now, what is Easter? Easter's not chocolate and eggs and bunnies, actually. Who's got a few of eggs and bunnies? Yeah, okay. That's not what Easter's all about. They help us be happy and celebrate, but actually Easter is a bundle of things. The death of Jesus on Good Friday, he died on a cross, him being buried, staying in the grave all the way through till Sunday, and on Sunday morning rising from the dead. Christianity without Easter is useless because Jesus never gets where he's going. If he stayed dead in the tomb, what difference would it make? You don't think it would make any difference, but it would. Because what was he doing when he was dying for our sins? He was saving us. And if he stayed dead, he'd still be saving us and we wouldn't know we'd been fully saved. But when he rose again from the dead, he conquered death and he beat sin and he proved that we're now safe. Do you see? I once set off on a holiday. I went to France and I went with my rucksack and I caught a bus and I got all the way down to Dover and I was going to catch a boat and I got to the customs and I walked up and I put my luggage in front of me and she said, "Have you got your ticket?" And I said, "Yes." And she said, "Have you got your passport?" And it was an awful moment. I realised I'd left my passport on the kitchen table at home. I had everything I needed to travel. I had all my clothes and my spare underwear and my water bottle and I had everything. But I didn't have the one thing I needed to travel. She said, "You've got to go back and get it." I said, "But it's miles away." "Sorry." "But I'll miss the boat." "Sorry." And I couldn't do anything about it, so I had to go home and I missed the boat. I didn't have the one thing necessary to go where I was going. Christianity without Easter is useless. You can have all the other things you want. Church, saying prayers, being nice to people. But without Easter, Christianity is useless. What's the second thing? The second thing is you're still in your sins. Well, that's saying that all of us are in sin. Who's been swimming this last week? You have been in a swimming pool, haven't you? Yeah? Now, when you get out of a swimming pool, you can climb up the ladder, can't you? Or who can get out of a swimming pool without using the ladder? Imagine if the sides were so high that you couldn't get out by yourself. How long do you reckon you'd last? Who can swim for 10 minutes? Half an hour? An hour? Who can keep going for longer than that? I reckon after a day, we'd all be dead in our swimming pool. Well, look at this. Jesus says, without Easter, through Paul, you are still in your sins. That means you're still like being in a pool you can't get out of. But with Easter, something amazing has happened. With Easter, there is a rescue. The one thing that can get us out of our sins, and that is the death and then the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. I've been reading a book, slightly morbid book, but quite exciting. It's called Total Loss. Anybody read it? There are 30 accounts here of real life sailing stories where people have either been in storms in the middle of the ocean, or they've hit reefs, or their boat has blown up or burnt to a smithereen, and the boats have sunk. Total loss. They were smashed to pieces on the rocks and they couldn't be saved. The boats couldn't be saved. They were, because they got to tell the story. Now, if you stay in the boat, imagine it's like this. If you stay in a boat that is sinking, what's going to happen to you? Arch, you'll sink, and what will happen to you? You'll die. If you stay in the boat that's sinking, you'll die. What you need is a life raft or a rescue or a helicopter that'll come along and the guy will lift you out and save you. If you aren't rescued, you're dead. Well, it's like that with Jesus and the resurrection. If Jesus didn't rise from the dead, you cannot be rescued. We're still in our sins. But Jesus did pay for our sins. He died and took the full punishment. He didn't deserve it. It is amazing. But he needed to rise again from the dead to prove that he'd beaten death. Jesus' resurrection is proof of that rescue. It would have been no good for us to have been left in the life raft if we didn't get in it and get to safety. It'd be no good to be there and have a helicopter nearby if you didn't take the lift in the helicopter to get to safety. So do you see, without Easter, two things. Should we read them out? Without Easter, your faith is futile and you are still in your sins. But there is a great bit that we read earlier. It says, Christ has indeed been raised from the dead. Please don't touch the cables. Step back. Step back. That's got your attention. Christianity without Easter is futile, but Jesus has been raised from the dead. So lifting your eyes, what difference is it going to make that Jesus has been raised from the dead? Do you think it's going to make any difference for you today? Well, here's some differences it's going to make. One, you can lift your eyes up from the difficulties and the struggles that you have to face in life. It will change your perspective. Maybe you've got health issues. Maybe you've got relational issues. But if Jesus has risen, he has rescued you from those being the last word. Easter means that you being thought of a fool for being a Christian is okay, because one day the fool will be seen to be the person who does not believe in the resurrection. Easter means that the faith we have is not a shell or a phone without a SIM card. It's a phone with one. It's a car with an engine, a bike with handlebars. It's the real thing. It works. It matters. And it changes everything for everyone. So what should we do? We should give thanks for God's amazing rescue plan. Praise God for Jesus' death and resurrection. And pin your hopes on the facts that Jesus has been raised from the dead. Last question. What if some of you here are not yet believers? You're not yet a Christian. What if you don't believe a man could rise from the dead? Well, can I urge you to follow in the footsteps of many down the ages who've looked at the eyewitness accounts freshly as adults for themselves and asked, could this be true? Take a fresh look, have a read, weigh them as adults. You owe that to yourself. It's not something to be putting off, because as long as you're in your sins, your ship is going down. Let me encourage you. Jesus Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who are falling asleep. I'm going to pray, and then we're going to finish off with a song to finish. Let me pray. Thank you that Jesus Christ has been raised, Lord God, that we are no longer dead in our sins, and that our faith is useful. Thank you that it means those who have faith in you will have eternal life. Please encourage us to share that good news, to tell everybody that the tomb is open now, for your name's sake. Amen.